Have you ever felt like you were invisible? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Today, my dad and I were driving around and comparing notes just a little bit. He just retired, and he was talking about how it's kind of overwhelming some days. It's kind of isolating. He's lost a big part of his purpose, his identity. And I compared it with graduating from college. When I moved home, I also felt like I lost a lot of who I had become, and it was isolating. I lost my purpose. Have you ever felt like this? Maybe after losing friends, or maybe moving somewhere new? Well, if so, stick around for today's devotional, God Sees You by Tania Lewis. Have you ever felt invisible, like no one knew who you were? Sometimes it seems like other people have really great relationships and a bunch of people to hang out with. There are some people who fit into groups with ease, and there are others who find themselves watching from a distance more than they'd like. It's lonely. It's isolating. It's discouraging. Trying to find your place in this world can be really hard. It can take more time than we'd like. It can feel defeating. But God knows your name. He knows who you are, and He loves you. He doesn't care whether or not you're in the in crowd. He doesn't care if you have the best ability when it comes to sports or music. None of that makes Him love you any more or any less. He created you with a purpose, and you matter more to Him than you could ever know. He sees you, He knows you, and He values who you are. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. When have you felt left out? In times like these, Jesus invites us to come to Him. Remember, He befriended all kinds of people, but He especially sought out those who weren't part of the in crowd. People like ordinary fishermen, hated tax collectors, and zealots with questionable reputations. Not to mention, He was friends with women who were generally looked down upon in society. And He touched people who were considered unclean, outcasts, and healed them. If you want to dig deeper in this, just start reading one of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. Jesus sees each one of us even when no one else does. Because God cares about us so much, Jesus died and rose again so that everyone who trusts in Him can become part of God's family. How could it be comforting to know that even when we don't feel like we have a place in the world to fit in, Jesus says we belong to Him and we have an important place in His kingdom and family. How can resting in the assurance of being known and loved by God help us to reach out to others who may be feeling lonely or unseen? What is the purpose God created us for? One way Christians have answered this question is in the Westminster Shorter Catechism. To glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. If you want to dig deeper with this, check out today's written devo in the app or on the website to read more scripture. As you and I can read in Isaiah 43:1, "Do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Isaiah 43:1-7, Matthew 10:29-31, John 10:1-18, and 1 Corinthians 12:27 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you know that we actually have an awesome summer reading program coming up? Stay tuned for updates. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about joy with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.